On this episode of the Darius Farooq Show, I talk about why you should rest often and rest before you're tired. Hey, what's going on? How are you? It's been a little while, about 2 weeks or so. After I launched my online course, I took the first week or so to support my students and answer questions and get everybody going. And after that, I took a little break from work. I took some time to do nothing. You know, it's funny because a lot of people think that doing nothing is a bad thing. And like a lot of good things, too much of something becomes a bad thing. Too much work is bad, and too much rest is also bad, I believe, because at the end of the day, I think human beings are made to do something, be useful, create things, make things, and that's what we've always done. But at the same time, if you look at our evolution, and especially from the hunter-gatherer days, what you'll find is that the hunters and the gatherers also would often work 2 or 3 days a week, because if you would hunt for 2 days, you would get enough food to last for another few days. So you didn't have to go out and work every single day. And of course, because I think that these type of arguments when people say, oh, it was better in the good old days, people were healthier, that's not the case at all. Evolution is a good thing. You know, our life is much better now as it was 10 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, and just go back in time, right? But just a perspective of how people worked throughout, you know, the past centuries gives us a better idea of how we are wired. And I don't think that we are wired to work 365 days a year. I've tried to work nonstop just as an experiment to see what happens. And what happens is that after, you know, several months of being switched on and doing a lot of work all the time, right, you just get mentally drained and physically as well. And what happens is that you end up unproductive. And your effectiveness goes down. And I don't think that is a smart way to live. I think it's much better to be strategic about your life. And what I mean by that is just to take some time to think about how you want to live your life. That's, to me, that's strategy. Now, when it comes to taking breaks, I think these things go, you know, taking breaks go hand in hand with productivity and effectiveness and happiness, and all these things are very closely related, because, you know, I talk about living a productive life, right? But what is a productive life? Well, to me, it's a life that you are in control of. So you wake up, you know what you're going to do, you have, you know, I wanted to say you have your shit together, but no one has their shit fully together. But at least if you are productive, and if you are focused, you know where you're going. You know what kind of direction you're going towards. You know the skills you have. You know the skills that you want to develop further. You know where you are in your career. You know where you are in terms of your finances and all those things. To me, that's a productive life, right? But I also realize that you can't be productive 24/7. 365 days a year, because that's not how we are wired. If we look at science, if we look at evolution, we have to realize that we're not perfect and we need rest. And one of the reasons is that, you know, I recently read a book called Elastic by Leonard Mlodinow, or I don't know exactly how he pronounced his last name, but it's a book that shares some scientific research about thinking, and it reminded me a lot of the things that I talk about in my own book, Think Straight. And one of the things that the author talks about is that doing nothing, people often think that's unproductive. But that's not the case, because doing nothing and taking a break is good for your well-being, because it allows your brain to make sense of the things that you learned in the past or in your recent past. And the reasoning goes like this. So if you take the time to reflect and learn, and you don't necessarily even have to do this actively, your brain does this for you. If you take some time to switch off, right? So you stop executing and you start just daydreaming and doing nothing and just lying around in your house and watching movies or going out or whatever. Your brain does all those that processing for you. And what happens is that you learn more, you form better connections in your brain. When you learn more, you get to improve your work, right? When you improve your work, you improve your skills. When you improve your skills, you become more valuable. And that's how the circle goes. So you see, it is very important to take time to rest and be strategic about it and plan it in advance. So how can you find out how, you know, the amount of time should be between an extended break? And by an extended break, I mean, you know, at least a week. You know, I personally, I need about 10 days to switch off, but you know, a week is also good. But how long should there be in between those periods? Well, you need to figure that out for yourself. For me, you know, I think I can work for about 5 or 6 months straight, very productively and being very effective. But then, you know, as I move closer to the end of the fifth or sixth month, I start to feel a little bit tired and less focused. And that's when I know, okay, it's now time to schedule a break. And it's different for everybody. Some people, you know, when I started writing a lot and, you know, making online courses, for example, I had to process a lot of information and I read a lot of books and all those things. And I needed a break every 2 months or so, every 2 or 3 months, just to process everything, because there was so much new stuff coming into my mind. And you probably notice from when you have a new job, or if you move to a different country or whatever, when you go to a place that is very novel, everything is new, your brain gets a lot of input, and all that input needs to be processed. So what happens is that you get tired, you know, in the evening, and this is just a result of the load that you put on your brain. So if you are new to something and if you begin something, it's much, much harder. And as you go through life and you get better at things, it will get a little bit easier on your brain. But at the same time, I think if you notice that things are getting too easy, you'll probably notice as well, is that if you're in a job for, you know, more than 3 years often, you start to get used to everything, and then you don't get any new input or no, and your brain gets tired from doing nothing. So these concepts of work, productivity, effectiveness, and rest are so closely related that it takes a long time to master these things. And that's why I'm always so passionate about it, because some people say, oh, well, you know, it's just productivity. Well, to me, it's not. It's life, right? It's life. So that's what I just wanted to share. If you want to dig deeper on this topic, I published an article. You'll find the link in the description of this episode as well, where I share 5 specific lessons and more reasoning of like why or the benefits, I should say, the benefits of taking a break, you know, what those benefits are. But on this episode, I just want to talk to you about why it's important and also why you need to, you know, develop your self-awareness, as well as just figure out how long can you work for, how many months, right? When do you need a break? And also schedule it. And just as you move closer to, you know, feeling a little bit, you know, burned out, or because there's a lot of negativity associated with that word, but as you get a little bit more overwhelmed. Again, not a negative word, but what I'm trying to say is that just listen to the signals that your body and your brain are giving you. And if you feel like you need a break, that is because you probably need a break. And then be open about it with your boss. Or if you work for yourself, be open about it with yourself and don't think that you can, that you are a machine, right? And that you can work 365 days a year, because no one can. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And like always, if you want to stay connected to the community and if you want to receive my newsletter, go to dariusfaroo.com. And until the next episode, take care and maybe take a break.